To learn more about management of lymphomas in CLL, I met with Dr. John Leonard, who provided an overview of what he tells patients with these cancers.
So lymphomas are tumors of the lymph cells, and I tell patients all the time the lymph cells are like the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. They fight infections, and so there are many different types of lymph cells, and therefore there are over 100 different types of lymphoma depending on where the switches get broken. So lymphoma is complicated, and those of us who work in oncology know that we're typically dealing with a relatively small number of types of breast cancer or lung cancer or colon cancer. In lymphoma, the type is very, very important, and the classifications keep changing. When I was a medical student in the late 80s, there were, in some ways, maybe 10 or 15 types of lymphoma. Now there are over 100 types of lymphoma. That, in some ways, typifies the precision oncology approach coming to cancer treatment, and that we've been in lymphoma subdividing groups of patients into smaller groups with different prognosis and treatment for a long time within the lymphoma field. And we're moving toward the cell type and what it looks like, to the molecular testing and genetic testing, to even more sophisticated subclassifications. So, for instance, I think we're going to have 300 types of lymphoma before too long, because within each of these groups, we'll learn even further different subclassifications and define our treatments on that basis. So the different types have different treatments, so we need to make the diagnosis accurately. And I think it's very important for the patient to understand the goals of therapy. And for certain lymphomas, particularly aggressive lymphomas, we're aiming to cure the disease, meaning that there's a good chance or a meaningful chance that we go through a course of treatment, the disease goes away and doesn't come back. On the other hand, for some lymphomas, it's a chronic disease state. They're really strategizing to provide long-term management for the patient, much as we treat patients with diabetes or hypertension, where we're hoping to manage the patient and the disease over a long period of time with a good quality of life, and that hopefully the patient dies with the disease and has a normal lifespan and has a good quality of life during that time, despite the fact that they have a lymphoma during that time period. We are clearly recognizing that there are new ways to understand the disease and its biology and treatment, and I think this is one area where clinical trials can continue to make a big impact.